Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, as Whoopi Goldberg says, to the Talk Takeover with your host,
Tamara S. Adams,
and myself, Nikki. I'm going to work on it. Again, we say that every time, but I am going to work on it. I mean, I like Nikki. We have this discussion every time. I like Nikki, but I'm going to have to figure out a new way to say it.
Yeah, because that's Nikki. No, we just need to find you another.
Because I've been saying Nikki for the longest.
It's going to be something different. Confound it.
Moving on.
And again, welcome to the Talk Pinnacle.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hello. You can join us tonight at every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you can chat up live with us by calling 347-945-6025.
Don't forget.
And don't forget to press 1.
What the hell? What's wrong?
I don't know. Because usually I don't say press 1 when I give that particular intro. But
oh, okay. I don't know. You all right?
No, I guess I think my hat's too tight. When I was having that dance-off with the kids.
Why
did
you have that hat on?
Because my little pony.
Oh, you ain't got your Malaysian.
My Malaysian down my back flowing.
Travel.
No.
Oh, God.
Anyway. So you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ISTA-network. And tonight we plan to entertain you with our tea topic of the day, our reality rundown, and our letters from the Shade Tree Chatter.
Yes. And don't forget our rumor rant, one of my favorites, because I love to gossip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with gossiping when you gossiping with friends and family.
Yeah, it's
well, just, no, I ain't going to say friends, but family. When you gossiping with friends, you know, we family.
Gossiping about stuff that's actual fact.
True, yeah. You know, anywho. And, and don't forget our other segment, Bust the Windows Out Your Car. That's like one of my favorites now, Tamara, because every day. I have something that make me want to bust the windows out somebody's car, or their house, or their job,
mm-hmm.
or knock their teeth down their damn throat. Oh, excuse me.
Bust the lenses out their glasses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have them over there at iLab, 2 for $69.99.
So we invite you to sit back.
Put your feet up.
And enjoy while we dish this good old tea as usual.
And
speaking of tea, good old tea, our topic of the day is, with the use of social media these days, the term to have beef with someone goes to a whole other level.
Whole other.
For example, sending subliminal messages, cyberbullying, etc. With the use of social media,
Facebook,
days,
Twitter, Vine, Instagram,
Pinterest. Is it Pinterest?
Is it Pinterest? Can you do that on Pinterest?
I don't know. I'm just saying Tumblr.
I thought Pinterest was like for crafty people. Damn, y'all sending subliminals on crafts?
I see anything where you can.
My crocheting better than yours, bitch.
Exactly. Hello.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
With the use of social media these days, the time to have beef with someone goes to a whole other level. For example, sending subliminal messages, cyberbullying, etc. And because I hate to, my thing is this, say what you mean what you say.
Yeah.
Don't send no quotes from no song.
Right.
Don't post it on your Facebook page, your Instagram page, or
right.
whatever, when you click, because people are going to feel automatically that you're talking about them.
Yeah.
Come to me and say, hey, chick.
Hey, bitch.
I don't like what you did. I don't like what you said. Yada yada yada. Matter of fact, don't even come to me on social media. Call me.
If we cool like that, if we friends, or you know me like that, call me and say, hey, you did this and it pissed me off, and or this you did this and it makes me feel some kind of way. But come to me as an adult. Don't come to me on Facebook. Now, with that being said, I have been known in the past
to send subliminal messages.
To send subliminal.
Or people would be posting stuff and you wouldn't like they
and I wouldn't like stuff. I wouldn't necessarily like they stuff because I know it was about me.
When you was having issues with me, you didn't like nothing that I posted on Facebook.
That's a bitch. Really?
Nope.
I didn't.
Not a thing.
I didn't have, let's clear this up. I could never have issues. Well, I could have issues. You're my family. We fall out and stuff. And we probably. Look, thank you. That'll save me from paying this money every month. We'd just be at your house mad.
You know, it's exciting now.
We'd be at your house mad. Children on the air mattress. I'm in the pantry. But anywho, but no, I see what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
She's going to be mad. She can't come galloping through there.
Poor dog. Poor dog got to sleep in the spare bathroom in the tub.
Okay, let's get back.
Okay, yeah, let's get back on track. But I do understand what you're saying. I hate that. I hate subliminals. I hate it, but I have been. I have done it. I really have. And thinking back, I'm thinking to myself, now that was childish. Why didn't you just go to these people and say?
And you know, sometimes in some situations, you got some people that don't really accept responsibility for their actions. It's like they don't want to accept their fault in a situation. So I think that's where the whole subliminal thing can kind of come into play.
Yeah, and sometimes
and
those little,
on the person.
Yeah, the little, what are they, mean?
Yeah.
That they have, they say just what I want to say that I can't think of. You know, they say, bitch, I don't like you, and I want to slit your throat and stab your eyeballs out with a wine cork and then put you in the trunk of my car and duct tape. Oh, that's too much.
Mm-hmm.
And duct tape.
On your eyes.
Right.
At your soul.
They
you
say that.
Ass want to suck a lemon.
Right. I know. That, but, oh, gosh, Lord. And you know what I said? I was going to stop cursing. Didn't I say that? Okay. But anyway.
Tomorrow when you wake up on Sunday morning cursing.
I know. I was like, oh, Lord. I'm trying. That's my thing. That's one of my vices. I ain't gonna say that's my only one, but that's
praying for you. Cause I pray for myself too. Cause trust me, I done dropped the F-bombs like 3 times today at work.
It's hard.
It is.
I was military, so it's very, very hard. I'm not blaming that on military, cause I was cussing since third grade. I was putting them down in third grade.
You don't even know what you saying, but you just cussing.
On Azalea Street, cussing my little ass off. No, I had my mama. Cool, baby. But anywho, we all started.
Mm-hmm.
Call in and let us know what you guys think. With the use of social media these days, the term to have beef with someone goes to a whole other level. Subliminal messages, cyberbullying. Call us. Tell us what you think. 347-945-6025, and don't forget to press the 1. Tell us what you think about it. Have you had any experience with this?
Yeah, have you been a cyberbully?
Right. Has anyone sent you that you think they sent you a subliminal message over Facebook or any other social media outlet?
Mm-hmm.
I know I've gotten a few because I've given a few. I've given a few. You know, it is what it is. It's the nature of the beast, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Call us. Let us know what you think. Don't forget to visit. Oh, and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetalktakeover. Anywho.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tamara.
Tamara.
How was your weekend, sugar?
My weekend was wonderful.
Really?
I was at your house.
I was going to say, you were there. Listen, audience, listeners, we spent the whole weekend together. Well,
we got turned up for your birthday because your birthday.
Oh, my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. to you. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you're going to sing the whole chorus.
Birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Really? Tony.
Happy
somebody.
Birthday.
Not to Mary.
Happy birthday.
Well, I could do it like Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday.
That's creepy. Creepy. Moving on. Thank you, though. Seriously, I did have a good birthday. I turned 39, almost 40. I cannot believe it. I'm almost 40. So that means you're older than me officially.
I am, because I will be 40 this year. But it's fine, because I'm going to be 40. My hashtag going to be 40 and fine.
Who's going to turn up for you if I'm here?
Oh, no, you better be here.
No, you already know my situation. Okay. Well, we're going to turn up for you 40. We're going to turn up for you 40. But no, I had a good time. I took the kids to the monster truck jam. Of course, I always have a children's birthday party to go to, so I went to a children's birthday party Saturday earlier, which it was really, really good. Let me tell y'all something. Woo! Y'all Hispanics, y'all turns up for y'all children's birthday parties. I don't care if it's one month to 20, quinceañera, whatever it is, y'all turn up. They turned up, girl. They had food for days. I mean, delicious food. Margaritas, which I couldn't partake because I was driving, but I wanted to, and that's probably good that I didn't, because I didn't want the people to think, oh, her mama is a lush.
Well, I would have been there. I would have turned up for the both of us.
You should have went with me, because you could have been my designated.
Yeah, I stayed with Zoe.
Yeah, you did. But anyway, I appreciate that.
Me and Zoe had a good time.
Yeah.
Me and Zoe got turned up.
The dog poke thing. That's what your life has been. Turn up with the dog. But anywho, I did have a good time. Thank you everybody that support, you know, gave me any kind of birthday wishes on Facebook, called in. Tamara, thank you so much for letting me hold you hostage all weekend for my birthday. You got my nerves every now and then, and we've had our issues, but I know you love me. I love you too.
Yeah, I did.
And my neighbors were great for my birthday.
Awesome.
They awesome.
They were awesome.
They did. They were wonderful for my birthday. But seriously, thank you everybody, and I felt really, really special. Wish my boo could have been here, but he wasn't. He was out making sure the light stayed on in here while we turned up.
Yeah, exactly.
And but yeah, that was my birthday. That was my weekend event. So me and Tamara spent it together all weekend.
Yeah, doing well for, you know, the activities that you had Saturday. But
yeah, we were fine. We watched Lifetime all day Sunday.
Yep. I was thinking about going home until I got a phone call from the stalker.
Oh God!
But let me stay right where I'm at. No.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know. But, anywho, we had a good time. I always like when Tamara comes over, and the kids love when you come over. They always say, is Miss Tamara staying tonight?
It's going to make me feel so warm and fuzzy.
Really?
And so. Oh,
you'll get tired of it after a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, you know, but they're kids. But, you know, me, my kids are grown and whatnot, so it's just me.
And I don't have any comments, especially when my husband out to sea. But, hell, even if he's not out to sea, when he's home, we still
trying to get
you to spend the night. Like, come hang.
Bring your mobility bag.
Yeah, bring your bag, because we don't, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not saying,
always,
you know.
It's always lovely at the Slaytons.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, you know, check in on Facebook, but then I had to stop doing it.
Do that, yeah.
Because I don't need nobody.
Because
sometimes I feel like I got a tracking device in my phone.
Because, baby, if somebody come up in here, let me tell you what, the same way they come in, that's not going to be how they leave out.
Oh, and I was a little skeptical earlier because they got a different type of car.
Really not.
And I just saw it, and I immediately panicked because I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to hit them with this bag or something.
Don't worry, girl. Everybody in here know how to shoot.
Oh, okay.
Even the dog. You'll see Zoe down there, crouched and tiger, hidden dragon position.
Yeah.
ready to
and not do nothing.
Oh, God. But
what you going to do?
I know. But anyway, so what we got coming up? We chit-chatted about.
You've got mail.
Go.
Oh, thank you.
We got mail.
We got some mail.
Let's see what we got going on here today. You want me to take the first one or you want to take it? Don't matter. All right. So, first letter we have on our Shade Tree chatter. Letters reads as follows. Isn't that professional?
Yeah, that's very professional.
I know. I thought that was cute. Hi, ladies. It snowed all week last week, and I was home from work, so it gave me some time to really do some cleaning. I cleaned out my husband's closet and found a book in the back that I'd never seen before. No, you went. Okay.
You went looking.
Mm-hmm.
You went
of looking. Course, I opened it, and inside were some old Playboys, condoms, love letters. They seemed really old. Mm-hmm. And an active cell phone with only one number in it. So I called it, and nobody answered the phone. It was only the voicemail announcement. Should I say something to him? I've been sitting here on this for a week, and I feel like I'm going to explode. Love, volcano lover. Honey, bust your gut wide open, but don't bust it when he there. You're going to be busting a gut forever by yourself because you shouldn't have went in there cleaning his own closet. When I'm cleaning up and I'm spring cleaning, my husband cleans his own stuff.
Yeah.
You spring clean your own stuff because when you go looking for stuff, that's when you find it. And it could be innocent. It could be nothing.
Because like my sister, like Lonnie said, you go looking for trouble, you will find
you
it.
You will definitely find it. And that's retarded. For you to be sitting up there about to bust a gut, go have an aneurysm over something that you found in his closet.
And it was inactive. Not an active cell phone, but you found an inactive.
Ladies, let me tell you something.
Bye, B.
Yes, get yourselves together. Don't nobody have time for this foolishness, and that's why you're gonna be single right there.
Exactly.
Well, no, you said that was in your that was in your husband's closet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could still leave you. But that's nothing. Don't waste your time with silly stuff. Live in the moment. That's nothing. You was cleaning it out. So clean it. Throw it away. Now, if he has a problem with it, that you threw it away.
Not even so much as that, because people have little, not to say that they want to backtrack, but they just have little keepsake stuff.
Right, little keepsake,
He did have a life before you.
Right.
But he just chose to marry you.
Right.
I mean, like, okay, no matter what he did beforehand, he chose to marry me up.
I agree.
And
I agree.
I mean, if you found it, put it back where it was and just keep it moving. Now, if you found an active cell phone, then, hey, that's a whole other discussion.
T'Challa Leak will answer the phone talking about, who is this?
Mm-mm. Then we got a whole other problem. Because, for one, you messing with a thought?
Right.
Really?
A thought? You know, I wouldn't put too much stock into that, volcano lover. Calm yourself down. Put a little water on your fire, honey. And do something special, you and your husband or your boo. Your husband, because, he's your husband. Do something special. Go out. Take him to dinner. Love on him. Put on your sexiest lingerie. Put your sexy lingerie on and show him what it is.
Yes.
But don't spend too much time on that because that's ridiculous. That's stupid. It's nothing. I'm not even about to co-sign that foolishness because it's stupid.
Mm-mm.
Moving on.
Don't get your blood pressure all up.
Yeah.
For nothing.
But thanks for writing in. We appreciate it.
We sure do.
Next time, come with something with a little more substance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So next up, we have greeting lady.
Love you, though.
Greeting, ladies. I am 16 years old, and I live with my parents and my older sister. I am so sad because my parents fired our maid because they thought she was stealing. I have been seeing my sister steal money and other things around the house to go out and party. I told her that I was going to tell, but she has so many things to hold over my head, like how I skip school, a lot to hang out with my boyfriend. What I am doing is not hurting anyone, but I don't want to be punished and not be allowed to see my boyfriend. What do I do? Thanks, Dirty Dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at you.
First of all, you're 16, so this is a little touchy.
Yeah, this is 16 years old, and you're sneaking out to be with your boyfriend. Maybe you should not be doing that, because I remember at one point in time I had two sisters that allowed me to not to put them out there like that on blast.
Oh, they going to cut your throat deep.
Yeah.
They
did allow me to do a little bit more than what my older sister would, And but stealing from your parents and then somebody else is getting blamed for it, no, I would have to just go ahead and take one for the team. Go ahead and let your parents know that your sister is doing this, because I would hate to be the maid,
mm-hmm.
and I'm being accused for doing something. I got fired from my job, and I didn't even do it. So being that it's affecting other folks, I would say go ahead and take one for the team and have, you know, tell your parents what your sister is doing. Because that's wrong.
Yeah, I would say that, too. But before I give my advice, I will like to ask you guys, make sure you call in 347-945-6025 and press 1 to weigh in on these two letters. If you have any advice you want to offer, tell these folks, you know, hey.
If you were in a similar situation.
Yeah, if you were in a similar situation, or if you even if you have something else you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, shade. We love the shade and the
mm-hmm.
tea. But 16 years old, I think you should definitely tell your parents, because now this maid who is an adult, and you don't know what her family situation is.
Exactly.
She's been fired over something that she didn't do.
Exactly.
Now, her family situation is suffering over something that you could possibly prevent. And at 16 years old, really, you really don't need to be sneaking out with your boyfriend. Anyway, that's going to cause a whole lot of other issues, but that's not the here nor there. I'm not your parent. Thank the Lord.
You're going to end up with a baby child.
A little baby child. But take the high road. Take one for the team, like Tamara said, take one for the team. Let your parents know. You know that other child y'all got? She's a little thief.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she's doing with the money, but she's stealing.
She's doing something.
Yes, I snuck out to be with my boo. But at least I'm not a thief.
Mm-mm.
That's all you have to do. At least that's what I say.
Exactly.
Dirty.
I agree.
Dirty dilemma.
I hope we've helped you, and we're now going to go out on a song break.
Song break.
And the song we have is by Danity Kane, Tell Me.
What happened to them? Are they still out?
No.
No? Because I know the one chick, look, they did a, what's her name?
Which one? Dawn. So you had Dawn Robinson.
The over-the-top white girl.
Darn, I can't think of her name, but I know exactly who you
But she
about.
Looks so different
she
now.
Does.
She's had so much work done. What in
she
the, what
crazy.
Is her name?
Like,
not Dawn, Amber, Brooke, you know.
She had the blonde hair.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Aubrey O'Day. That's
yeah.
her name, Aubrey O'Day.
Yeah.
Thank you, producers. Aubrey O'Day. She looks so different now.
Yeah,
but,
she does.
Anyway.
She does. And, of course, when we come back, we're going to go into
the reality and non-reality rundown. So,
yeah.
Song break, Dead in the Cave. Tell me.
Tell me.
Tell me how you want me tonight.
funny. Whew, so we are back. We back. Don't you hate when you go to the bathroom and ain't no tissue in there?
Mm-hmm.
That really pisses me off.
Yeah. I always have that to happen when I'm at your house. And then you'll hear me say,
damn it!
Well, see, that's because I use the kids' bathroom.
That's fine, you know. But anywho,
but no, it's not like she don't have none in the house. Trust me, yeah, believe me. She keeps an arsenal.
PP.
Arsenal of PP.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, thank you guys. If you guys just tuned in, thank you so much. For calling in. If you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, tell them, call in. 347-945-6025 to listen. Press 1 to speak to the host, myself, Nikki, and
Tamara S.
Really? You can also visit the fan page by typing www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. You can listen to us live by going to blogtalkradio.com/ISTA-network. And you can tweet us at the Talk Takeover. Did you touch my foot?
I'm sorry. It wasn't like I was trying to.
Look, and you know I ain't got no pedicure yet. You can snatch a layer of skin off your foot. Keep on now. You can also email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com with any questions. I meant to go do that today. But, y'all, keep on now. Keep your foot over there. You can email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com with any questions, issues, comments, or concerns. Or if you just want to say hi, definitely email us with your Shade Tree chatter letters.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that you just want to know the answer to that nobody else can seem to help you. And y'all can stop paying these psychiatrists and psychologists. Like, whoa, let me not say that because I don't want to get sued. Y'all still pay them.
Yeah.
If y'all really need help.
But come to us first.
Yeah, come to us first and see what we have. We may be able to make you laugh.
Yes.
We can't prescribe nothing, although I do have a pharmacy over here. Oh, goodness. But, anywho, next up, we're going to go ahead and go into our reality.
Reality Rundown, which is actually under construction.
It is under construction, but we don't want to call it our Reality Rundown anymore. What do we want to call it?
Well, I was thinking Reality Chat, but since we have Shade Tree Chatter.
Yeah, that's a little too much chit-chat. Yeah. So
you know what? If you have an idea of what we should name this segment, please give us a call.
Give us a call.
Again, 347-945-6025. Don't forget to press 1. Or you can send it to us in an email at thetalktakeover@gmail.com.
Right.
Or you can leave it on our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. And I see one, it says TV tune up. Or should it be TV turn up? TV tune up.
Hmm. I don't know. What's
the TV tune up?
I like TV turn up.
Yeah, TV turn up.
I do like that.
Mm-hmm. Either or. Maybe we might go TV turn.
Maybe so. But
So
what you got? The reality show world today is crazy. I swear to goodness, I can't even keep up.
No,
I got so much stuff on my DVR. It's ridiculous.
It's like I'm so far behind, so I just kind of pick and choose what I want to, you know, converse.
Your eyelashes are popping today. You got on falsies?
No. I got on some Clinique mascara that I got from somebody whose name I'd rather not mention. I'm sorry, because I'm out of my MAC. So that was... I'm getting the look of death over here.
It's not that.
No.
I love...
But really, honestly...
Lord knows,
they just... I mean, it's just a little... I'm sorry. Maybe I should have just said some old eyeshadow. I mean, I'm out of the MAC stuff, and then I also like this other stuff by Maybelline, and I'm out of it. So I just like, oh, I'm going to use this. But it's not. It's just something so you can tell that I have something on, because, you know, my lashes are non-existent.
They're cute. Moving on.
Unless I have on some tarantulas.
Moving on.
Sorry.
Hey, boo. Hey, boo. We'll chat. We still got to make up, so I ain't quite ready yet. My Clinique girl. Go ahead.
I'm about to take my hat off because it's starting to squeeze my head. But you see my wave?
Come on, keep going now. Let's go. What we got?
You saw. Yeah, we saw it together.
They haven't had
it.
Oh, Amanda. But I knew it was. I mean, I knew she killed herself.
Yeah, well, see, honestly, at first I didn't know. I thought maybe the gun may have just went off.
No. I knew she killed herself.
Are you talking about when they were trying to think that it was a homicide or something?
Yeah. I mean, she was acting real crazy. And
she was acting crazy.
So,
like Catherine said, when she kept reciting, what was that date?
April 7th, 1979.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, 75, 76, 77, 78.
You were four?
I was 4 years old in 1979. Yes, I don't mind telling people my
three.
The haves and the have-nots, of course, if y'all don't know, is the show that we're talking about.
Yeah,
and
Tyler Perry.
The have-nots.
Well, Tyler Perry and Oprah?
I know it's Tyler Perry. I guess it's Tyler Perry. Well, it's Tyler Perry's show, but it's on the Oprah Network.
Yeah, it's on Network.
It's on the Oprah Network, and, Amanda, which is the daughter of Judge Pryor, she suffered with, I don't know if it was depression, schizophrenia, or something, but she wasn't always wrapped too tight, and she wanted to, like, when she got hooked up with Candace, you know, Candace was telling her what she could do, she could kill her parents and all this and that. Well, I know that particular episode, she was running through the house with that darn gun.
But they're going to have to watch. If they haven't watched it, you guys are going to have to watch to figure out who Candace is and who all these other characters are.
Yes.
Because it is absolutely a great show. Oprah and Tyler Perry did a really good job with this show. And it's something to watch. Now, some of these reality shows, I don't necessarily get down with. But this, and it's not really reality. It's like a soap opera. So.
And it's good. Yeah. It's good.
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 So, definitely,
the have-nots. It comes on Tuesdays at 9 p.m., so it will be on tonight.
Yeah.
You have it recorded. You got it recorded, right?
Yeah. I would say you're better with the times than me, but I do have to record it.
It comes on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the OWN, O-W-N, the Oprah Network.
That's Oprah, y'all. Oprah for y'all that's not familiar.
Check it out because it is really good. It's really,
mm-hmm.
really good. Yeah, I like the part even when Catherine drug Celine out by her hair.
Ooh, baby, Celine. Honey, Celine would have got it a long time ago. Celine would have got it a long time ago because Celine was extra.
Yeah, she felt like because, you know, what happened and all this and that, she could just speak all out of turn. I'm not going anywhere. Celine.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Celine back in. She got two kids by him. I thought she only had the one, but this one got two kids by him. Y'all on side chick, y'all better get it together because life is going to be real short for y'all. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I do see here on your... I'm done. And because I say that because I'm from Georgia and South Carolina, Georgia, we know what the Geechee is.
The day of the Geechee is coming.
Oh my God. I'm done with you. I can't take it. Listen here. So I do see on your outline you have, we're going to save the best for last. So we're going to do Love and Hip Hop next. Because personally, I think the other one was the best. So let's save that one for last, and then let's do Love and Hip Hop. What did you think about Love and Hip Hop? Because I watched it, you know. It was the night of the creep. No, Mendeecee's stuff. Yeah, but Mendeecee's, what pisses me off with Mendeecee's is his teeth, and he smiled and laughed through the whole thing. And Yandy should have punched him in his mouth because I'm telling you, this chick is disrespecting me pregnant, I'm big and pregnant. I'm like 39 weeks pregnant, and you laughing and carrying on? Oh, no. That was real foul. I think that was foul. I think, you know, I don't know what his issue was, but I just think that was real foul.
Yeah. I mean, she went ham. She went ham.
And I don't blame her.
Yeah, because she was like, because you know, before when the baby was small, he had to have some kind of surgery.
Right.
His
Something was going on with him, yeah.
So she kind of reflected back
to
that.
Yeah, I don't.
So she went ham.
Mendes is... He want to play a lot of games, and I would tell him, listen, you don't have time to be playing games because you on you about to be indicted on charges.
He's trying to tell her, well, you need to be doing this. Negro, she was holding the fort down when
you were locked up.
Taking care of a son who is not really her biological son, but because she loves you and y'all are together, that's her son as well. So,
Yeah.
Now, like I said, I feel like she is very hormonal. Some stuff she could probably just not get so vexed about. But, then DC, I would have to bust him in his teeth.
Yeah, I would too.
Looking like during a saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah, and then the next thing, and girl, did you see, we're going to wrap Love and Hip Hop up, because, I mean, it ain't really too much to talk about, but I just don't know if Bow Wow and Erica Mena are going to make it.
No.
Even though she seems to be really, really in love with him.
She seems.
Mama ain't cute, though. Ooh,
not
forgive me. Lord, forgive me.
Oh,
her mama ain't cute.
Jesus is weeping.
I mean, Erica Mena, if you have money, get your mama some
dental work.
Oh, immediately. I'm glad you said it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to pray about that.
Mm-hmm. Won't he do it? But, yeah, her mama seems nice, but on
well,
TV.
She's taking care of the son because.
Yes, she is, but that was the first time I saw her son.
Because, see, I never knew, but she said she didn't want to raise her son in New York.
And
that's why he's in Florida.
I respect her for that. I really do respect her for that because I never knew anything about a son.
Well, I knew she had a child. I didn't know she had a child, but it's good that he's down in Florida with the mama and not with her while she being a whole. At the Oasis.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a sweet little boy.
He's a Oasis.
He's sweet. He seems sweet. And,
he's cute.
You know, just I thought that scene with them two were really sweet. Was really sweet. You know, when she was saying, you know, you're gonna be
genuinely.
She loved it. You know, yes, and she seemed like she didn't seem like a hoe then. She seemed like a mommy.
A mom. Yeah.
She seemed like a mom. She was like, you know, hey, boy. She seemed like a mom, and I think sometimes that's what these realities get to show the people's real life.
Yeah,
they don't show like this.
They just show them being ratchet.
But anywho, last but not least,
the most talked about scene this show is when Lucius and Cookie was getting it in and Anika walked in.
Baby, y'all listen, before we go any further, please somebody call in 347-945-6025. Don't forget to press the 1. Tell us what you think about that scene. Tell us what you thought. Tell us how you jumped through the TV after watching the scene. And if you're not watching Empire, don't even bother calling in.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
But anyway.
Empire, that's just, oh my God.
We were in here together.
Yes.
And we were talking to the TV.
Talking to the TV and everything because Anika walked in. Lucius, we
like, shut up.
Don't say nothing, because if they hear you, they going to stop. We want you to see them.
Go upstairs. It was like, go upstairs.
Exactly. We wanted you to see that.
Oh, God. And I just wanted Cookie to open her eyes and wake at us something.
Be like, hello, boo-boo kitty.
Hey, boo-boo. That's terrible, I know. But just to look at him and be like, hey, boo-boo, you thought he was yours, but
Yes.
But,
That's all we have for our reality and non reality.
Yeah.
Run down. So I think we're going to take another song break.
No, no, I think what we do have.
Right, we do have a Who's Telling the Truth.
Yeah, on our new segment, Who's Telling the Truth. So we'll go ahead and listen to one of those clips and see who is telling the truth.
Yes.
Play the clip. Bam.
Hello?
Hey, Monica. This is Michelle. How are you, girl?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm good. So, yeah, I've got a question. You remember Brandon, right, that I was telling you about? You know, I've been talking to you about him for the last few weeks, that I have a crush on at church and everything.
I didn't know anything about you having a crush on him.
Good. I've been talking about him.
I don't remember that.
Tell me how good he looked. You don't remember. Well, I have a question about it. So, Nikki called me and told me that you and him went on a date together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but me and you have been talking this whole time, and I talk to you every day about him. So what's the deal? Like, why would you
look
at
Michelle?
No.
I have a lot of things going on. No, I have a lot of things going on. I can't recall everything you said, and I definitely do not remember that.
You don't remember.
I mean,
we talk every day.
No, I do not.
But we talk,
I don't remember.
We talk every day about Brandon, and he's from church.
Okay,
Kirk,
Michelle,
so
but it's not all about
Brandon.
You. It's not all about you, Michelle, okay?
It's not all about me, but we're supposed to be best friends, and you would turn your back on me for a dude. Are you serious right now? And you knew how much I love him.
Well, Michelle, evidently y'all not together. So, I mean...
Well, so that's how you do, Monica. So you're going to go behind my back and go and mess with him after I done told you how I felt about this guy. So that's how you really feel. That's how you consider your best friend. You pick a dude over your best friend.
Y'all kids, y'all need to sit down, okay? Please sit down. Y'all keep walking back and forth doing all this. Sit down. Look, Michelle, I'm trying to take care of my kids. I don't have time for all this, okay?
I interrupted my show Empire to call you because she just called and told me.
And
that
they have
what? How does that not have nothing to do with me? You know what I'm saying? We've been talking or whatever. We go way back since high school, and you really going to do this to me?
Okay.
Are you serious right now?
Why would you
no,
let a dude come between
right
us? Yes, I am serious. Because why are you going to let a dude come between us? He's not even yours, Michelle. I just see if he's yours. Why are you
I
not calling him?
I don't care if he's not mine. Why you can't go find somebody else? You know what I'm saying? You know I like this somebody.
Oh,
you
believe
go find
me,
somebody
Michelle,
else.
You know me. You know me, Michelle.
Exactly.
I can find plenty.
You know me.
When you
need to go find plenty, you should never went out on a date
Michelle,
with plenty in the first place.
He's not mine.
You know I liked him, and I don't appreciate that. You know what? This friendship is over because I can't even believe you would even do something
fine.
Like that.
That's fine, Michelle.
That's what's up.
Ooh. Wow. Well. So what you thinking?
Well, somebody mine, of course. And I feel like this. If you're best friends, you know your best friend is going to pretty much tell you pretty much everything. Oh, yeah, I like him, blah, 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 or whatever. And so you're not going to try to push up on him
right.
or anything. But was it Michelle that was being accused of, which one of them?
Michelle and Monica. Michelle and Monica.
No, who was trying to talk to the guy first?
I don't know the hell. The point is, I don't want nobody you talk to.
Okay, Monica went on a date with the dude.
Yeah, but a point taken, but I don't want nobody that you've talked to as my friend.
Well, that's not true. You're married.
No. Yeah, but that's not true. Okay, wait a minute. Wait. Let me take that back.
I'm spending time. Who the hell would you want that I would talk to?
Bree can't.
Yeah. A fucker or the other one before him?
Okay, I mean,
And I get, let me say this. For me, I'm not like that. If I have somebody that it didn't work out with me, but I thought this person may be good with you,
mm-hmm.
I would say, hey, Tamara.
No, that's a different situation.
That's a different situation. But if she did it secretly or under in any kind of, like, a malicious type of way, mm-hmm. then that would be different. But
if I can remember, Michelle is the one that is accusing Monica of going out on a date with her man.
I guess so.
So Monica pretty much is in the wrong because she's trying to say that Michelle never told her, I guess, about her feelings toward this guy. But y'all best friends.
I mean, but would it have been better if she said something?
But if your best friend is telling you about this guy that she's pretty much crushing on, why would you be going out on a date with him, period?
No, that's true. I understand that. Yeah,
because
yeah. This
is my thing. If you tell me about a guy that you're liking, now granted, if the guy don't really like you, but then he, well, matter of fact, I've actually been in a situation
mm-hmm.
like that where.
And what was the outcome?
I didn't deal with the guy.
Okay.
We just were friends because a friend liked the guy,
mm-hmm.
asked me to approach the guy
mm-hmm.
for her. I did. The guy said, you know, well, I've always had a crush on you.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of made me feel some kind of way. But I'm like, no, well, you know, pretty much this is not about me. This is about, you know, her. She want to talk to you or whatever. So they actually ended up, you know, talking, which the relationship didn't last.
Of course not.
Or whatever. But I didn't talk to him. I mean, we were friends because all of us, you know, kind of grew up together and stuff. But that was pretty much the gist of that.
Yeah, I don't know who they are telling the truth.
Because apparently maybe they are not quite as close
as they thought.
A friend because, again, best friends talk about everything.
Yeah, true.
Everything.
True.
You're going to include your best friend pretty much in on everything. And so they're already.
Are we best friends? We family.
Yeah, we family.
We don't talk about everything. You don't tell me everything, bitch. Nope. Mm-mm, you don't. And I did say bitch, yeah. I'm working.
Well, I have started sharing a little
but
bit.
But you don't tell me everything, though.
I do.
No, the hell you don't.
I tell you when I have a youth infection and all that.
I don't want to know that. But you don't tell me everything, though. No.
Well, I have. I opened up to you about.
This is like our counseling session.
That special piece of paper that I need to get.
But that's. Yeah, but that's not important. Yeah, that's not. We're not talking about on here. But other than that, you don't really say everything. You don't tell me. You're right, because best friends should tell. But you're like family. Family sometimes kind of holds stuff from each other.
But no, I have been opening up more to you.
I don't know if I tell.
No, at first, no, you didn't, but
mm-mm.
you have, you know, you will share a little bit. Cause, I mean,
but that has nothing.
Our conversations
it's nothing to do with you, though.
No.
It's more so me, because I don't tell anybody.
But sometimes you need that person to at least
exactly.
tell somebody.
But it feels good to have somebody
yeah.
that I can
and
say.
Because because
you know how you always feel like somebody might be judging you, or they might say, oh, shoot, bitch, you crazy. Or they might say, blah, 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 you know, or.
Well, sometimes I'll talk to you about stuff that I may not even talk to other folks because you
right.
don't judge.
Or just stuff that I might think in my head or.
To see you give me another way of looking at it.
Right. That's true.
No, even though we are family, but we are getting to that point where
we're not biological, but we family. That's how I consider you, because you know you got a category. You got friends,
yeah,
and you got family.
Yeah, you got that family type of friend that you know
right.
no matter what you can.
Like if you piss me off, we gonna cuss each other out, or we might say, "Look, bitch, you get on my nerves."
Yeah,
but we still gonna be cool. You
gonna
still gonna come over here and come eat with me on Sundays
yeah.
or whenever
exactly.
if I cook.
Because I got a key.
Jesus. Pop a lock on dick. We're going to go ahead and go to our song. We're going to go ahead and go to our song break. and it is I Deserve It by Faith Evans featuring Missy.
I love that there, Missy. And speaking
and
of Missy.
Shariah J.
Oh, yeah, Shariah J. Speaking of Missy, do you remember on the awards when Missy came out and I produced it?
Oh, yeah, he found that heart attack.
Heart attack. Fell out. I thought I was going to have to go to North Carolina.
Yes.
But I knew if I called him, he was going to be all excited.
Yeah, get the power. Get the defibrillator.
Yeah, what's that thing? Clear, clear. But anyway, Faith Evans featuring Missy Elliott and Shariah J. I Deserve.
Exclusive, Ayo Faith. We about to make it hot for the summer, baby. Woo!
Make it hot. Make it hot for the summer,
baby. New face shit, baby.
Cannabis Club will be dedicating all of my energy toward fighting for freedom and fairness, which begins with legalizing marijuana here in Alaska. And as for this job, well, not that I have a choice, but...
Fuck it, I quit.
Fuck it, I quit.
Radio show and not curse.
Yeah, no, but that
was
funny,
though.
Never,
that will never get old. I love it.
And again, we are back. Now, if you guys are just tuning in, we would like to welcome you to the Talk Takeover with your host, Tamara S. Adams, and
me, Nikki. Myself and I, Nikki.
So we dished on our weekends, the tea topics of the day, discussed the letters from the Shade Tree Chatter, and had our reality rundown. If you would like to chat with us, call 347-945-6025, and don't forget to press 1, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ista-network. And again, please visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. And if you want to hear who's telling the truth in its entirety, that was like a tongue twister. If you want to hear the whole call of the who's telling the truth, please visit our fan page.
Please do.
Again, and that's www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. And you can hear the whole thing, the entire call. Post your comments on the fan page, do whatever, because we would like to know what your views of that, because I feel like their friendship is not all that tight. You know your friend likes somebody, but, you know, you go out on a date with them or something.
That's true.
Some shade.
Mm-hmm.
Shade.
And real quick, before we get into anything else, we are coming up on our what?
1 year anniversary.
It's our anniversary. Going up on a...
Just for you and me, it's our anniversary.
Oh, God, why did I say that?
It's our anniversary.
Moving on. So, what about this anniversary, our 1 year anniversary? What are we going to do?
We're going to turn up. We're going to turn all the way up. I hate this song so bad.
Do you really?
Yeah. And then my grandson, he sings that song. Boy, you better sing your ABCs and 1, 2, 3. You talking about turning up on a Tuesday. Or that other one. If it's you, they play the clean version on the radio.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, Mimi, I don't chew. And I'm like,
Yeah, well, we're going to do something really special for our 1 year anniversary. You guys sit tight. We'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. But go ahead.
So now it is time for our...
Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day. I just need some time to get away. From all these rumors, I can't take it no more. My best friend Dave is one I never meet in a girl next door.
Well, now.
So, Nikki, what you got for us? Nikki. Put it in. Oh my god, really?
Ain't
no keys in this doohickey. Ain't did that in a while.
Okay. So first up, I have Zendaya. You remember Zendaya, right?
Yes.
She was actually supposed to play Aaliyah, but they had so much controversy. Zendaya said, "The hell with y'all.
Take it up, girl.
Shake it up." Right. Yeah. She was like, "Take y'all Aaliyah biopic and shove it up your butt."
Ooh.
Yeah. So Zendaya actually sported some faux, and as the chick said on Breakfast Club, some fox.
Because, you know, that's really how it's spelled.
But it's faux.
It's faux, but that's people pronounce it exactly how it's spelled. What is it spelled? It's spelled, is it?
L-A-U-X.
U-X.
She said some
fox. No, it's faux, not fox. Fox is
some
spelled
fox. Some fox dreads. Oh, Charlamagne, baby, you was confused, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I love me some Charlamagne the God. I love him. He was confused. He didn't know what the hell. Fox locks. Faux.
Faux locks.
Oh, Jesus. Anywho, Juliana Rancic on The Fashion Police. Juliana, you don't effed up. Oh, my God. But anywho, so.
Wait a minute. This just in.
What is it?
Charlamagne wears makeup. Well, he does look like he might have some foundation on and maybe some mascara. But a lot of times they do that for people who's on TV. What? Made up like he going to a funeral. He is casket sharp.
I can't take it. I like him. I like him.
He's his own funeral.
Oh, my goodness. I can't. Listen, what I'm not going to do is sit on here and talk about Charlemagne. I like him. Moving on. So, Fashion Police, if you guys ever watched it, it was Joan Rivers, Kelly Osbourne, Juliana Rancic, and what's his face? A guy.
Yeah,
let's just say a guy. Anyway,
a shim.
Yeah. Juliana Rancic says that after seeing Zendaya's look on the red carpet for the Oscars, she looked like, Zendaya had dreadlocks, faux dreadlocks, not really, you know, they do whatever they're going to do. She said she looks like, she smells like a hippie pot smoker. Juliana says that she looks like she smells like patchouli oil or weed.
Now, that could be taken as being racist.
It could be.
Stereotyping and being racist.
But hold on.
Okay.
Kelly Osbourne says she dropped an ultimatum, and she said, Juliana, on the Fashion Police, she needs to apologize or she is quitting the show. Juliana went on to Twitter to say, Kelly went on to say, I'm giving everyone 24 hours notice. Make it right or the world will hear how I really feel.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Juliana and Kathy Griffin that said something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Griffin is a D-list actress anyway.
Exactly.
Don't nobody really give a flying flip about her. She is a prude. Nobody cares about what she thinks.
Oh,
I used to think she was funny.
I did. But she looked so plasticky and fake now. She just
the thing is,
shut out, what's my word? And I try not to say, because I'm trying not to curse, but bitch, bye. Bye, bitch.
Oh, my God, not.
Bye.
Beep, beep, beep. But, yeah, so I think, you know, I've never liked Juliana Rancic anyway because she...
Her face does something to me.
Her head is like 10 times bigger than her body.
She looks like Bobby from Bobby's World. And her face, it just does something to me. It does something to my shamanah.
I don't necessarily like her, but, you know, it is what it is. And I hope she did apologize on Twitter or whatever it was. She apologized in saying that... it had nothing to do with race. She was just talking about the bohemian chic look. But that's still...
But you know what? Honestly, she just managed to say it or whatever, and people just took it to a whole other level. Because how many times have I said something and been like,
true.
Look like they probably...
Right. But the thing is...
See, when us talking about us, is we can do that.
Sometimes.
We can't talk about us.
Sometimes we can, but sometimes I wish we wouldn't talk about us either.
That's true.
Thing is, I think that she's trying to take Joan Rivers' place, and only Joan Rivers can do that.
Can do Joan Rivers.
Only Joan Rivers can do Joan Rivers. Speaking of... Speaking of, nice segue. Joan Rivers was snubbed at the Oscars. They did a memoriam to, you know, different people.
Yeah, I heard them talk about that on the radio this.
Right.
The Oscars. Sunday night. It had to have been Monday morning because, what is her name?
Let's call her Shane.
The black lady.
Oh,
that's
what?
On the talk.
On the talk?
The comedian.
Oh, Sharon Underwood.
Yeah, she was saying, like, how she didn't like how they was, you know, pretty much mentioning everybody else, and they tried to say that Joan Rivers, they didn't mention her because she wasn't this and she wasn't that, but no. I mean, she was somebody that passed in 2014, just how
right.
Remembrance, exactly, of everybody who, you know, did something in, you know, whatever. I mean, she should have been up there. Exactly. I agree. But, yeah, it was like a big to-do thing or whatever because they were like, well, you know, Joan Rivers should have been, her picture should have been up there. Well, honestly, when I was looking at the BET Awards or some other kind of award show, they had some folks up there that, no, it wasn't the BET. What was the award show before this one? Was it the Grammys? And they was doing their little remembrance, what you want to call it. It was some folks that they had up there, and it was some folks that I felt like they should have had up there. So I guess, I guess they had their reason for doing, their reasoning for doing
it. Yeah. Melissa said, which is Joan Rivers' daughter, she said it would have been nice, especially considering the impact she had on the awards season, to be included in the Oscars cover.
Exactly.
And I agree. Joan Rivers was very influential. She was, she was very much a part of the Oscars because she did the Fashion Police. She was there on the red carpet. I think that would have been a great tribute to her. But for whatever reason, I mean, and the Academy told USA Today, Joan Rivers is among many worthy artists and filmmakers, we were unfortunately unable to feature her in a memoriam segment of this year's Oscar show. She is, however, included in our In Memoriam gallery on Oscar.com. But instead, the Oscars honored Gabrielle Garcia Marquez, I guess, and Maya Angelou, alongside industry figures as Mickey Rooney, Robin Williams, and Lauren Bacall.
Now, I don't understand why wouldn't she be on that, just like they did the same thing on the Grammys. They honored Robin Williams, and they showed Maya Angelou.
Right.
Why wouldn't Joan Rivers have been on there? I mean, they just, I guess they have their reasoning for doing why.
Yeah, it's a rhyme and reason for everything, I guess. And maybe it couldn't fit everybody, and they maybe she thought the people that they honored. Well, Gabrielle Garcia, she was, you know, she was a Hispanic lady from, I can't remember right now, but I don't know if they thought she was more important than Joan Rivers, but I necessarily, never mind. Moving on.
Well, I know when I go on to be with the Lord, I want to be remembered. I want to be in everybody's remembrance.
Don't worry.
On the Grammys, the Oscars, the BET Awards, the Hip Hop Awards, any possible award show, I want my picture.
No, I'll tell you right now, I'm going, because we friends and we family. You ain't going to have all that.
Why?
I mean, unless we get big on this show, then you're not going to have all that. Because you right now, Tamara Adams right now?
No, you forgot Tamara S.
Adams. Okay, excuse me. Tamara S. Adams right now?
You got an initial.
Ain't nobody going to be there but me and your family, hollering and screaming. Hollering and screaming in my new Victoria's Secret, I lied. See, that was just a lie. My new Lane Bryant panties and bra. Screaming and hollering in my new Lane Bryant dress, or Ross, because Ross sells plus size. You ain't about to be on the BET Awards, honey.
Y'all better have me up there. She was a lovely.
Anywho, moving on. Let's get on to this. Next, we got Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown and Nick Gordon, they fighting it out. Nick, I think you did something to that girl, but I ain't going to say because I don't want to interfere in nobody's investigation because I don't need the people in black suits coming over here to my house.
Mm-hmm.
But Gordon said he's been prevented from seeing Bobby Christina, the daughter of Whitney Houston.
Apparently,
he was offered an opportunity to meet, to potentially visit Bobby Christina. He declined to meet the terms of any possible visit. The feud escalated Monday when Gordon took to Twitter to defend his actions. He says that he's been with her 24/7, watching over her and her mom. Bobby left when it got heavy. Another one of his Twitter posts says, listen, at the end of all of this, I took care of Whitney Houston and Chris, which was very hard on someone my age. They cried on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Another Twitter post says, I've been to the hospital, bet you didn't know that, with Tyler Perry, my baby's lawyer, and a couple of aunts. With death threats from Browns, don't ever say I didn't try. I have to remain strong for me. Bobby's seen his daughter 4 times in the last 5 years.
Mm-mm.
Now him and his family want Whitney's money, which belongs to Chrissy or Sissy. I talked to cops, no lawyer. If Roswell detectives know how to do their job, everything is cool. I don't care as long as Chrissy is okay. I wish I could trade places. I feel like a caged lion.
Bobby Christina, 21, was found unresponsive in a bathtub in Roswell, Georgia last month. She's been in the hospital ever since, while family gives periodic updates on her condition. Last week, an AP source said doctors replaced her breathing tube with a tube usually used for patients who need to be on a ventilator for an extended period. Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I just pray that she makes it out, but I know from all the stuff that I've been seeing and reading, it don't look too good. But you know what? No matter what it looks like, God has the final say.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just pray that she makes a miraculous recovery,
mm-hmm.
and she can pop all these fools in their eyes and whatnot that have done her wrong, and
mm-hmm.
be a toast.
I know I talk a lot of crap.
Yeah.
And I laugh and I joke and I curse. And I'm not the most, I'm not the model Christian. But let me tell you this. I believe in the power
mm-hmm.
of the Lord.
Yes, I do.
I do believe in the power of the Lord. I believe that Jesus will heal. I believe in my heart of hearts that if
no matter what has happened,
right.
I don't care if a person passed on, how they passed on, whether it was a car accident or something, everything happens for a reason.
For a reason, exactly.
People don't like to listen to that. They don't want to hear that,
yeah.
which is understandable because when you've lost a loved one,
right.
then you don't want to hear, you know, because you want them there. But you know what? That's being selfish
that's
because
being
that
selfish.
Person is suffering.
Yeah.
You know, while they're here being on earth to accommodate your feelings,
mm-hmm.
No, the Lord takes them on, and it's like, you know, hey, come on, my child.
Right.
You know, be with me. You don't have to suffer anymore. Like, even, you know, and I hate to, you know, bring this up. Not that I hate to bring it up, but I'm not going to get too heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
When my mom passed and everything, you know, yes, it was devastating because it's like, darn, this is my mom. But every time I had to come home to see her, it broke my heart even more because it's like, that's
mm-hmm.
not my mom and everything. And when the day that she did pass, and my sister, you know, said that she held her hand and she was like, Mommy, you know, you can go on home to the Lord. And she took her last breath and she went on. When she called me to tell me that my mom passed away, I felt a sigh of relief.
Yeah, I mean,
because she wasn't suffering.
She's not suffering anymore. I mean,
she didn't like living, you know,
yeah.
like that. She was the type that took care of everybody else. Now she's having people to have to take care of her, and it was like a sigh of relief. Even though, again, that's my mommy, and I'm the baby, and
yeah.
I was devastated, but still, she's in a better place, and she's up in heaven looking down on me and her grandchildren.
I mean, and then, you know, this is the one verse that I always think of when I'm thinking about people when they pass away. I think it's 2 Corinthians 5:5-8.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say 5:8. Okay. I don't know. But I don't need none of y'all saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost, filled with the Holy Ghost, rolling under the pews, foaming at the mouth. People, don't be calling here or leaving no messages talking about I got it wrong. Let's just say 2 Corinthians. It explains that to be absent from the body means it's to be present with the Lord. So anytime you absent from your physical body, if you did what you're supposed to do, you're present with the Lord. So I'm saying I take solace in knowing that if she passes on, if she's
up there with her mother,
she's with her mom, she's with whoever else, you know, whatever the case may be. But I don't know. It's a sad situation. It's really, 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 really sad. I want them to find out what happened to her. Why was she face down? Why
exactly.
did she have the bruises that she had
mm-hmm.
that were not in line with giving CPR? Why did she have bruises on her face?
Exactly.
You know, and then they had 911 calls saying that they've had problems with them before, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, not to get too much into them because that's kind
yeah.
of depressing. But did you know that Idina Menzel and Taye Diggs were married?
Who the hell is Idina Menzel?
Let it go, let it go.
lady from...
Yeah, the Let It Go lady. The Let It Go lady. They were married, but they getting divorced now. So, and they...
Son of a gun.
Yes. But they made it clear that they have, they loaded. This is their exact quote. They both say, well, I made it clear that their divorce settlement, they're both so loaded that they can live nicely on their own without bleeding the other dry.
Mm.
They have a 5-year-old son, Walker.
Mm.
They agreed to share custody.
Mm-hmm.
They're also splitting all parenting costs right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So no child support.
Wow.
They've been living apart since 2013.
Totally.
They decided to pull the plug after their 10-year marriage.
Wow. I didn't even know that they did. Yeah.
I knew he was married, and I knew he was married to who, he, not to who, but I knew he was married to a white girl. Because I saw him before.
Hey, if you need a shoulder to cry on, I'm here.
Yeah,
well, he
it,
might be short.
Yeah, he don't act like he right for
you.
You
got to be 6 feet tall or above to ride this ride.
Mm-hmm. Idina Menzel. So I did not know that was his baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, hey. To each his own. But that's good, though. They're not trying to suck each other dry and they both rich. That's stupid.
Yeah, I hate to see people like that, but you know, when people do stuff like that, they just greed. It's greed.
Just
that's
greed, yeah. I mean, anywho, but, yeah, so I guess that's all I have. I am Nikki, 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 and that was my rumor rant.
Okay.
This is all I have. My voice sound all raspy.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Did you say, You're supposed to say, no, girl, it doesn't
you don't sound raspy. You don't. You just said you've been talking a lot. You got really emotional in what you were talking about.
Mm.
Okay, so we're going to go to our third and final song break of the night. And this one is called Mascara by Jasmine Sullivan. And when we come back, we're going to go into our
Bust the Window
call segment.
Jasmine,
so, stay tuned. Again, Jasmine Sullivan, Mascara.
Yeah, my hair and my ass, babe. So what? So what? I get my rent paid with it, and my tits give me trips to places I can't pronounce right. He said he'd keep it coming if I keep my body tight. And them bitches stay mad, 'cause I'm living the life. 'Cause I'm living the life. Oh, most people think I'm shallow, 'cause I'm always dressed like I'm going out to the club, but I gotta keep up, 'cause there's new chicks popping up every day, and they want the same thing.
Get the very best. class, I'm in that G5.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Okay, so anybody that knows that I have a sister that's in a hospital. She's actually been in the hospital since Christmas Eve. And she, you know, had multiple strokes, and they've done surgery on her to address some aneurysms and everything that they, you know, saw. So today, as I'm at work, and I just happen to check my phone, because a lot of times I'll leave it in my purse or whatever, because I don't really be on my phone during work hours. Family members, if they have to get in contact with me, they'll call me at my desk or whatever. I get a, and it says, I'm sorry, okay. It says, hey, Ms. Adams, Ronte, which is my son, said that your sister passed away. I'm sorry for your family loss. I will keep you and your family in my prayers. So, of course, me, I'm like on 1,000, because I'm like, what the hell? Because I know my niece just sent pictures in, you know, the family chat of, you know, when she went to go visit her at the hospital, everything was all good and whatnot. You know, she's responsive and all that good stuff. So to get that, and I'm like, what the hell? So immediately I get on the phone, and I call my sister's mother. I'm like, is there something that you need to tell me? Because a lot of times they will wait to tell me certain things
right. Because
I'm so far and whatnot. But when I talked to her, and I was like, is there something that you need to tell me? She was like, what are you talking about? And so I go in to tell her, you know, what kind of happened and whatnot. And she's like, no, I mean, we just was at the hospital with her, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. So ask the person who it is, because it came from a number that I didn't know. Well, kind of found out it was an ex-girlfriend of my son, well, his kid's mother. And he just said he had an aunt that passed away. Apparently, he wasn't very clear,
clearly,
because she just automatically assumed that it was my sister. And now I'm at work. My blood pressure, I mean, my head about to bust, because I'm like, oh, my God, you know, what the hell? But kind of find out again. And, I mean, it wasn't his actual aunt on his dad's side, but it was a friend of their family.
Right.
You know, and it's always sad when you lose a loved one. How
about
comma? I mean, you to make sure you have your facts straight before you come sending me a text.
Right, it wasn't who you thought.
Exactly, because the first thing I think, I'm like, okay, my sister, I'm getting on the phone, I'm on the horn, I'm like, is this something that y'all need to tell me? That was not something that I wanted to see in a text message. So, again, I wanted to bust the windows out of the person's car who sent me the text message, and then I wanted to bust the eye socket out of my son because apparently he wasn't very clear when he told the individual that he had an eye that passed away.
Well, which goes to show, you can't introduce everybody to your family and give them their number.
You can't.
Regardless of the circumstances, don't do that.
Exactly.
No. Because she should have never had your mama number.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But however.
Moving on.
And then she was like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I'll continue to pray. Which, thank you for the prayers. But you should have checked with him first before you decided to send me a text message to say, hey, I'm sorry for your loss. Because I'm like.
But you know, that's ratchet girls. That's how they do.
Yeah. I'm like, my. When she said
and if she listens, she'll probably be mad and be like, oh, Mr. Mayor, who was that girl that was just, oh, it's me, bitch.
Oh, you, bitch.
It's me.
Because, no, you didn't need to call, text me, no foolishness like
no
that.
No foolishness. Man. Get yourself together.
Get your life.
Look, girl.
Get your life twice in case the first one don't take. How about that?
Moving on.
But, yeah, that was my little issue that I had today.
Well, I'm going to let you have that because I don't really have nothing.
You don't?
Mm-mm. We ain't got but a couple minutes anyway. I ain't got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody made me want to stab them in their throat this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That is a good thing.
Okay, so
we thank you for tuning in to the Talk Takeover.
Yes.
We would like you to check out one of our other shows on the Insta Network, and is the Entertainment Spotlight with Ashley V. Bagley and Kevin J. Stone, and they're live every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They will bring you new music, celebrity news, crazy stories, and casting calls in your area, so tune in. You will not be disappointed.
And as they say, that is she and that is he.
Okay.
Or you know how they do.
Yes.
That is she. Oh, this is I. And
they are hilarious. And in case you tune into our show late, we would like you to check out our show in its entirety. And you can do so online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ista-network. And again, don't forget to visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. You can email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com. And you can tweet us at The Talk Takeover. Again, we are live every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call us 347-945-6025 to speak with us live and in person. But you have to press that 1. If you don't press that 1, you can't talk. And again, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
We're taking over. Don't believe us.
Just
watch.
Bam.